The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. The Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 44, Devotional Service in Conjugal Love. A pure devotee's attraction to Krishna in conjugal love is called devotional service in conjugal love. Although such conjugal feelings are not at all material, there is some similarity between this spiritual love and material activities. Therefore, persons who are interested only in material activities are unable to understand this spiritual conjugal love, and these devotional reciprocations appear very mysterious to them. Rupa Goswami, therefore, describes conjugal love very briefly. The impetuses for conjugal love are Krishna and his very dear consorts, such as Radharani and her immediate associates. Lord Krishna has no rival. No one is equal to him, and no one is greater than him. His beauty is also without any rival, and because he excels all others in the pastimes of conjugal love, he is the original object of all conjugal love. In the Gita Govinda by Jayadev Goswami, one gopi tells her friend, quote, Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure within this universe. His body is as soft as the lotus flower, and his free behavior with the gopis, which appears exactly like a young boy's attraction to a young girl, is a subject matter of transcendental conjugal love, end quote. A pure devotee follows in the footsteps of the gopis and worships the gopis as follows, quote, let me offer my respectful obeisances to all the young cowherd girls whose bodily features are so attractive. Simply by their beautiful, attractive features, they are worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, end quote. Out of all the young gopis, Srimati Radharani is the most prominent. The beauty of Srimati Radharani is described as follows, quote, her eyes defeat the attractive features of the eyes of the chakori bird. When one sees the face of Radharani, he immediately hates the beauty of the moon. Her bodily complexion defeats the beauty of gold. Thus, let us all look upon the transcendental beauty of Srimati Radharani, end quote. Krishna's attraction for Radharani is described by Krishna himself thus, quote, when I create some joking phrases in order to enjoy the beauty of Radharani, Radharani hears these joking words with great attention, but by her bodily features and counter words, she neglects me. And I even possess unlimited pleasure by her neglect of me, for she becomes so beautiful that she increases my pleasure 100 times, end quote. A similar statement can be found in Gita Govinda, wherein it is said that when the enemy of Kamsa, Sri Krishna, embraces Srimati Radharani, he immediately becomes entangled in a loving condition and gives up the company of all other gopis. In the Padyavali of Rupa Goswami, it is stated that when the gopis hear the sound of Krishna's flute, they immediately forget all rebukes offered by the other members of their families. They forget their defamation and the harsh behavior of their husbands. Their only thought is to go out in search of Krishna. When the gopis meet Krishna, the display of their exchanging glances as well as their joking and laughing behavior is called anubhava, or sub-ecstasy in conjugal love. In the Lalita Madhava, Rupa Goswami explains that the movements of Krishna's eyebrows are just like the Yamuna, and that the smiling of Radharani is just like the moonshine. When the Yamuna and the moonshine come in contact with the bank of the river, the water tastes just like nectar, and drinking it gives great satisfaction. It is as cooling as piles of snow. Similarly, in the Padyavali, one constant companion of Radharani says, quote, my dear moon-faced Radharani, your whole body appears very content, yet there are signs of tears in your eyes. Your speech is faltering, and your chest is also heaving. By all these signs, I can understand that you must have heard the blowing of Krishna's flute, and as a result of this, your heart is now melting, end quote. In the same Padyavali, there's the following description, which is taken as a sign of frustration in conjugal love. Srimati Radharani said, quote, my dear Mr. Cupid, please do not excite me by throwing your arrows at my body. Dear Mr. Air, please do not arouse me with the fragrance of flowers. I am now bereft of Krishna's loving attitude, and so, under the circumstances, what is the use of my sustaining this useless body? There is no need for such a body by any living entity, end quote. This is a sign of frustration and ecstatic love for Krishna. Similarly, in Dhanakele Kamudi, Srimati Radharani, pointing to Krishna, says, quote, this clever boy of the forest has the beauty of a bluish lotus flower, and he can attract all the young girls in the universe. Now, after giving me a taste of his transcendental body, he has enthused me, and it is more than I can tolerate. I am now feeling like a female elephant who has been enthused by a male elephant, end quote. This is an instance of jubilation and ecstatic love with Krishna. The steady ecstasy of conjugal love is the original cause of bodily enjoyment. In the Padyavali, this original cause of union is described when Radharani tells one of her constant companions, quote, my dear friend, who is this boy whose eyelids, dancing constantly, have increased the beauty of his face and attracted my desire for conjugal love? His ears are decorated with buds of Ashoka flowers, and he has dressed himself in yellow robes. By the sound of his flute, this boy has already made me impatient, end quote. The conjugal love of Radha Krishna is never disturbed by any personal consideration. The undisturbed nature of the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna is described thus, quote, just a little distance away from Krishna was Mother Yashoda, and Krishna was surrounded by all of his friends. In front of his eyes was Chandravali, and at the same time, on a chunk of stone in front of the entrance to Vraja, stood the demon known as Vrishasura. Even under such circumstances, when Krishna saw Radharani standing just behind a bush of many creepers, immediately his beautiful eyebrows moved just like lightning toward her, end quote. Another instance is described as follows. Quote, on one side of the courtyard, the dead body of Shankarsura was lying, surrounded by many jackals. On another side were many learned brahmanas who were all self-controlled. They were offering nice prayers, which were as soothing as the cool breeze in summer. In front of Krishna, Lord Baladev was standing, causing a cooling effect. But even amid all these different circumstances of soothing and disturbing effects, the lotus flower of ecstatic conjugal love that Krishna felt for Radharani could not wither, end quote. This love of Krishna for Radharani is often compared to a blooming lotus. The only difference is that Krishna's love remains ever increasingly beautiful. Conjugal love is divided into two portions, Viparlamba, or conjugal love in separation, and Samboga, or conjugal love in direct contact. Viparlamba separation has three divisions, known as 1, Purvarag, or preliminary attraction, Mana, or number 2, Mana, or seeming anger, and 3, Pravasa, or separation by distance. When the lover and the beloved have a distinct feeling of not meeting each other, that stage is called Purvarag, or preliminary attraction. In Padyavali, Radharani told her companion, quote, my dear friend, I was just going to the bank of the Jamuna, and all of a sudden, a very nice boy, whose complexion is like a dark blue cloud, became visible in front of my eyes. He glanced over me in a way I cannot describe. But since this has occurred, I am sorry that I can no longer engage my mind in the duties of my household affairs, end quote. This is an instance of preliminary attraction for Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10th Canto 53rd chapter verse 2, Krishna told the messenger Brahmana who came from Rukmini, quote, my dear Brahmana, just like Rukmini, I cannot sleep at night, and my mind is always fixed on her. I know that her brother Rukmi is against me, and that due to his persuasion, my marriage with her has been canceled, end quote. This is another instance of preliminary attraction. As far as mana, or anger, is concerned, there is the following incident described in Gita Govinda. Quote, when Srimati Radharani saw Krishna enjoying himself in the company of several other gopis, she became a little jealous because her special prestige was being dimmed. Therefore, she immediately left the scene and took shelter in a nice flower bush where the black drones were humming. Then, hiding herself behind the creepers, she began to express her sorrow to one of her consorts. End quote. This is an instance of seeming disagreement. An example of pravash, or being out of contact because of living in a distant place, is given in the Padyavali as follows. Quote, since the auspicious day when Krishna left for Mathura, Srimati Radharani has been pressing her head on one of her hands and constantly shedding tears. Her face is always wet now, and therefore there is no chance of her sleeping even for a moment. End quote. When the face becomes wet, the sleeping tendency is immediately removed. So when Radharani was always weeping for Krishna because of his separation, there was no chance of her getting any sleep for herself. In the Prahlad Samhita, Uddhava says, quote, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, panic-stricken due to being pierced by the arrows of Cupid, is always thinking of you, the gopis, and he is not even accepting his regular lunch, nor is he getting any proper rest, end quote. When the beloved and the lover come together and enjoy one another by direct contact, this stage is called Sambhoga. There is a statement in Padyavali as follows, quote, Krishna embraced Radharani in such an expert manner that he appeared to be celebrating the dancing ceremony of the peacocks, end quote. Srila Rupa Goswami thus ends the fifth wave of his ocean of nectar of devotion. He offers his respectful obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared as Gopal, the eternal form of the Lord. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta summary study of the third division of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in the matter of the five primary relationships with Krishna.